Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming down the home stretch here on a Friday, a feel-good football Friday, so let's get to it, baby, because why don't we? On the Team 980, we picked six games against the NFL spread, including every Washington game, whether we like it or not. We don't do the over-unders because that's a waste of time. Oh, yes, and we've got to tell you, oh, yes, I forgot my hosting duties here. My bad. Before we do that, our picks are sponsored by our good friends at IHOP, introducing the IHOP Value Menu, where all of your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP Value Menu available every day at IHOP, $7 in some locations. Yeah. Good go for it. Nice, warm, savory breakfast. By the way, Tyler texted me and said, J.N. Carter, out Chargers. J.N. Carter, out Chargers, which is Jalen Carter of the Eagles is out for the Chargers game. I think so, too. NFL insider extraordinaire Tyler Russo. There you go. He's coming on Christmas Day, so he'll be with us in studio for a couple of days. Oh yeah. Yeah, that is not us. All right, we got to go through this one through six in terms of the games and then the teams, and away we go. So I'll make it quick. Game number one of our Sunday Super Six Pack, the Cleveland Browns at home against the dastardly Tennessee Titans. Myles Garrett might not only get the sack record in this game, he might get 30 sacks on the year in this game. I think he's got 19. The 3-9 Browns, sure, Shedeur Sanders struggled last week. Who didn't think that was going to happen against a really good, aggressive San Francisco defense? This is the Tennessee Titans at 1-11. The Titans are okay on defense, but the Browns are better on offense, even if Shedeur struggles a little bit. Cam Ward sucks. Their offensive line stinks. Give me the Browns. -4.5 in game one of our Super Sunday six-pack. Game number two, we go out west. The Denver Broncos, last week's opponent, at Northwest Stadium in Landover, playing until about midnight on Sunday night, so they might be a little bit gassed, but good news for them, they're playing the Las Vegas Raiders, and they'll have about 30,000 Broncos fans in Vegas, in Sin City at Allegiant Stadium. 4:05 Eastern Time kickoff on CBS. The 10-2 Broncos are 7.5-point favorites against the Raiders, who are pathetic, putrid, awful, disgusting, dreadful in every way. Yeah, their defense is okay. Maybe their defense can hang in there. The last two times these two teams played, it was a 10-7 Bronco win on a very windy night. Wind won't be an issue. Give me the Broncos. -7.5 over the Las Vegas. In game two of our Super Sunday six-pack. Two, North FLA on Sunday afternoon, one of the good 1 o'clock games. The Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah, that's right. The Jacksonville Jaguars hosting the Indianapolis Colts. Again, 1 o'clock CBS, Everbank Stadium in Jacksonville, Florida. Expected to be in the low 60s. Perfect football weather. There's the Indianapolis Colts, who fought like hell in Kansas City and then lost to Houston at home last week, who have been turning the ball over way too much, who could still be capable, who might still surprise me. But Jacksonville at home, even with Trevor Lawrence being so up and down, even with no Travis Hunter, I've got the Jacksonville Jaguars at home as home dogs, plus one and a half. Watch out for Pierce. I got it. Watch out for Taylor. Of course, you know Daniel Jones. But the Jaguars, they can run the football too. They can run the football too. And if Brian Thomas can kind of get on track, and Jacksonville's got some other weapons, oh yeah, like De'Ami Brown, they can win that game. Give me Jacksonville +1.5. Speaking of the Texans, we mentioned them just a second ago. They won in Indianapolis last week. C.J. Stroud back. Sunday Night Football, 8:20, NBC and the Peacock against the Kansas City Chiefs, who are fighting for their playoff lives. Kansas City did not look good against Dallas last week, offensively and defensively. The Texans are a menace defensively. I think they get after Kansas City. I think they make life for Mahomes and friends miserable. I think the Texans do just enough on offense. Give me the Houston Texans +3.5 on the road at Arrowhead Sunday Night Football. Game number 5 of our Super Sunday six-pack. The Los Angeles Chargers are at home on Monday Night Football against the Philadelphia Eagles. As Tyler just told you, no Jalen Carter for the Eagles. And the Eagles right now have no spine, no confidence, no juice, no charisma. Sure, there'll be a ton of Eagles fans there. There always is. Sure, Justin Herbert is still a question mark to play in the game, but I think he's going to play. The Chargers are going to run the ball a little bit better without Carter, Omarion Hampton, and so on and so forth. Give me the Chargers and their defense as home dogs +2.5 on Monday night to the Philadelphia Eagles. And our final game in our Super Sunday six-pack, as we said, we pick the Washington game each and every week. Jaden Daniels is back, boys and girls. And the Washington Commanders are a 1.5-point favorite on the road at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota against Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings. 1 o'clock on Fox. Pre-game coverage beginning at 9 a.m. right here on the Team 980. Give me the Washington Commanders -1.5. Sure, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison going to be worrisome. The blitz going to be worrisome. Can't turn the ball over, but the Commanders have played better on defense, as we all know, limiting bigger plays. Hopefully, they don't get majorly exposed by the wide receivers if J.J. McCarthy happens to be on. I'm banking on J.J. McCarthy not being on and an improved, to some degree, pass rush for the Commanders. Maybe we'll see Drake Jackson. I don't know. But away we go. Give me the Commanders -1.5 on the road in Minnesota. So you have Cleveland -4.5 at home over Tennessee. Denver on the road -7.5 over Vegas. Jacksonville at home +1.5 over Indy. Texans at Arrowhead +3.5 over Kansas City Sunday night. Chargers at home on Monday night. Give me +2.5 over Philadelphia. And Washington on the road -1.5 over Seattle. Our top six teams in the NFL entering this week of play, week 14 in the NFL. Well, let's see. The Rams, they let me down last week, right? I mean, they're 9-3. But I don't know. You can't lose that game to the Panthers, but the Rams will be back on their horse this week against the Arizona Cardinals, who might not have Marvin Harrison Jr. I'm still going to stay with the Rams as my number one team and not punish them. Now, the Seattle Seahawks are 7-3. The Seahawks did kind of let me down a little bit. The Seahawks have been not so good of late. They did beat the Vikings 26-0, but that's easy. 30-24 2 weeks ago against the Titans on the road. And that four-interception game against the Rams. But again, even though their record isn't overwhelming, I still believe in them, and I still believe they are ultimately better than New England. So I'm going to stick with them at number two. And I'm going to stick with New England at number three, despite their record being better. We know about the schedule. We know about the division. We know about this. We know about that. They might be the most well-rounded team, offense, defense, and special teams, and coaching. But New England stays at number three.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Chicago Bears went into Philadelphia, a desperate Eagles team, and largely ran all over them and kicked their ass. Give me the Bears to stay at number four. So that means our top four has not changed. Our top four has not changed. The San Francisco 49ers were our fifth ranked team going into last week. And this was last Wednesday. The 49ers beat the Browns on the road going away 26-8. We know their defense is good. They hammered the Panthers. They create turnovers. Brock Purdy is getting better. George Kittle, so on and so forth. The 49ers stay at number five. And number six, the Houston Texans. Won in Indianapolis on the road? Why should I punish them? They stay at number six. So for the first time ever in the history of doing this dual Super Sunday six-pack section segment, we have the same exact top six, the same exact order from last week. Number one, the Rams. Number two, Seattle. Number three, New England. Number four, Chicago. Number five, San Francisco. Number six, the Houston Texans. They stay in that order as we enter week number 14 of the National Football League season. And we come back and wrap it all up with Dumb Dumb of the Day next on the team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.